Start from scratch. And I'm Kurt Sparks. What's up, y'all? Today's Friday. We made it, people. Well, it's not for me. I'm unemployed, so like every day is a Friday for me. So yeah, whatever. It's St. Patty's Day. I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I do like Power, Jamie St. Patrick. So we're going to talk about St. Patty's Day. Let's talk about Power. We all can't wait for that episode. Well, the new season to come on, I should say. What's up, y'all? Today is a funny day. There's things that I want to talk about. Oh, first and foremost, before I get into what I want to talk about, make sure you listen to Starting From Scratch. And when you do, hashtag tripod, T-R-Y-P-O-D. This is letting other listeners know that you rock with Starting From Scratch and you listening to Starting From Scratch. Tripod is an organization that is really trying to get the awareness out that podcast is actually the new wave. So when you listen to this episode or if you want to shout me out, make sure you hashtag tripod, T-R-Y-P-O-D. Make sure you do that. And also, don't forget, follow me on social media, Twitter, at I'm Kurt Sparks. And I actually have a new Twitter account that's only going to be dedicated to Starting From Scratch. And if you want to follow me on that account, it's at Scratch Blogcast. Matter of fact, not if you want to. Follow me at Scratch Blogcast. At Scratch Blogcast. I make it short and sweet. So I got two Twitter accounts for you to follow me on. And I'm Kurt Sparks and at Scratch Blogcast. All right? Now, Rick Ross, to me, my personal opinion, he's showing why he is definitely a boss. The song Idols Become Rivals. Idols Become Rivals, I see in entertainment and different social media accounts, they're saying that he's getting that Birdman, he's disrespecting Birdman. He's actually not disrespecting Birdman. He's bringing a lot of shit to light that just doesn't make sense. And I'm glad, kudos to Rick Ross for doing this, because there's a lot of people out there that like to sign contracts. They don't know what they're signing. When they sign a bad contract, they want to look at the people who presented the contract and say, you guys are foul, you guys robbed me. Like my man Tony Dofat said, you can't get upset at people like Diddy or maybe even Birdman for when you sign a contract. You got to have the right people that's looking over these contracts, and they have to alert you and let you know what you're signing. Now, don't get me fucked up. I'm not saying that Birdman is not wrong. I just got to say this part. You have to know what you're signing. You have to know what you're getting yourself into. You have to know what's going to work for you and what's not going to work for you. And signing a contract that you really don't have no clear explanation on what it is, you need to get clarity on what kind of contract you're signing. I'm not going to sit here and completely beat up Birdman, because your peoples, the people that you hire, the people that's looking over your paperwork, they have to know exactly what's in that contract. And they have to dispute some things. They have to do their job if they want to get paid correctly. I'm telling you, this is just what it is. You can't just blame the people that's putting the contracts out there. Now, this is why I blame Birdman. You know better than to jerk people around. That's the karma that's going to come back to you. And Rick Ross, in this song, Idols Become Rivals, Rick Ross is the karma for Birdman. Let me tell you why. You got to know what you're signing, first and foremost, right? But you, the person that's presenting the contracts, what you're saying is, I'm going to put the dirt out there. And if this person want to sign, then fuck it. It is what it is. Let's just take a step back. Why would you want to put the dirt out there? Why would you want to go ahead and jerk people out there publishing? Why would you want to jerk people out there production? Why would you want to jerk people and hold them back? The same people that helped build your empire, you're the ones that pushing them away, because your thing is, I have no need for you anymore. You helped me to get to where I am today. And that's not cool. Loyalty means a lot. And a lot of people in this entertainment industry are not loyal at all. I mean, even to the smallest speck of loyalty, no one is ever loyal to you. People can try to show you love and say they're going to help you out. In reality, we're all crabs in a barrel. It's all about what you can do for you, and that's it. Nobody's going to really overextend themselves and look out for you unless they really fuck with you. And it's not really like that. In this case, what Rick Ross is saying is like, yo, this person that you're trying to prove to the public that you are, you're really not. You're really not. And I can't knock the man for just speaking his piece. A lot of people I saw on social media were saying, yo, this is something that Rick Ross should have had a conversation with Birdman privately. But no, I give it to Rick Ross because he's exposing all the fakes and all the frauds. There's a lot of Birdmans that's out there, and Rick Ross is just calling them out. It's going to make people that's on the roster right now rethink and reevaluate their situation, not only with Birdman, but everybody else right now that's trying to get ahead, everybody else that's trying to get a record out, everybody that's trying to be a star. They see the flashing lights and everything, but they don't know. It's a lot of bullshit that goes on in the background, and you need to be aware of it. You need to pay attention and be conscious of what you're getting into. All that glitters ain't gold, and all that shines ain't platinum. I'm telling you straight up. Some people are so frustrated, it's like they don't want to have anything to do with the music industry ever again. This is why I'm praising Rick Ross for doing what he's doing. I'm going to get into the song, and I get back to y'all.
I used to see niggas on TV, man. I used to be like, yo, them niggas so blessed, you know what I'm saying? If I had that opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Maybach music.
Damn. I grew up on that Cash Money. Bling Bling was well known to flash money. Hit the liquor store after my Vic Authority. Quick to switch a bitch up, pick up me a thicker shorty. Pistol on me, nigga, ain't no picking on me. We veterans, so it's better if you go get your army. A thug holiday is where your body lay. Me and Trick Daddy come from a common place. So us getting money, that's just a conversation. It's so hard staying rich and Mr. Confrontations. Cigars in the Oval Office, Ronald Reagan. Hug Barack Obama, whisper Assalamu Alaikum. Live for the moment, die for the streets. Bible on the dash, kilos on the seat. I used to see you niggas on my TV screen and wonder what was life like, was it all a dream? And then I met you out on Live Nation dates. Came to the realization that your watch was fake. Damn, you nearly broke my heart. I really thought you niggas really owned them cars. I used to look up to you, nigga. Hard to point a finger when you live a life of sin. I'ma bring my niggas with me if I lose a win. Bought a fleet of cars, let the bitches tag along. This little thing of ours, not the ones that tag along. Or merch to the cold, met ball parties with Vogue. Still blowing thick smoke while you powder your nose. Such a head rush until the day the feds rush. That's when you niggas wish you put your bread up. Lease whips, bad blood, that shit is sink ships. Fast money coming slow, you better think quick. Rap game, so much fuck shit done. That's why this 45 in my truck fit trunks. Fuck a skateboard, I went and got a Wraith, boy. Catholic record labels, niggas getting raped, boy. Birdman's a priest, moans in his synagogue. Publishing is a sin, repent, forgive me, Lord. Shots fired, home invasion out on Palm Ave. Red beam detonators, who the bomb now? Look you in your eyes, nigga, before I say goodnight. And pray that Manny Fresh will get to see the light. Damn, stunned, I love you, nigga. Hate it came to this.
Maybach music.
You stolen boys' pub and bought a foreclosure. Scott Storch demons in it, which is more poison. I handed over records, never charged a coin. But since the sentiment, I'm talking all along. All Miami issues, Rose handle form. Same way Big Ducky do for me in California. Never slipping, got relationships with the trillest niggas. Tony Draper, Jay Prince, and every Jimmy henchman. Plenty killers, and I know that Diddy with it. Tiger Chinchilla, really ain't no penny pinching. Knew that you would never visit BG. Turk came home. Take that boy a three-piece. Shooting dope, using coke, moving like you the folks. Sacrificing half our life for your new music coat. You would give us self-esteem and motivate our drive. But what's in our pocket by the time we count to five? I pray you find the kindness in your heart for Wayne. His entire life, he gave you what there was to gain. I watched this whole debacle, so I'm part to blame. Last request, can all producers please get paid? Can't believe this shit, homie. Still love you, nigga. How the fuck, nigga, you touch half a billion, nigga? And your team starving, nigga. You on the island, nigga. You came to my city, nigga. I let you in my city, nigga. And what hurt me the most, nigga, is how you did my brother Khaled, nigga. Khaled was loyal to you, nigga. The pain I seen in my brother's eyes, nigga. FaceTiming my nigga, nigga, he took that to the chin, nigga. That's why my nigga blessed. That's why my nigga Khaled blessed. You put my nigga in the hole, homie. I don't feel you for that, my nigga. That shit hurt me, you underdig? It's painful what you see real niggas do when they get the paper, when they get the bag. You can't never forget by Lil Bruh them. I never forget by Lil Bruh them. Lil Bruh them. Always remember Lil Bruh them. This for Lil Bruh them. Stunner. Stunner.
Starting from scratch, Kurt Sparks. Shout out to Rick Ross for this one, man. I mean, he touched on so many subjects. He touched on so many things. Like, the record is dope. The whole record is dope, and you can't deny it. This is, it just tells you, man, you got to pay attention to the people that say that they're loyal to you. You got to pay attention to the people that say they're down for you, the people that's down in your corner. You have to try to use your brain the best way possible to find out when people are bullshitting you and when people are really there for you. The only person that you can really rely on is yourself, man. You got to look out for yourself. Not every smile on a person's face means that it's genuine. Not every handshake is genuine. Not too many promises of I got you, you my nigga. Well, now we straight. You can't really rely on those, man. You got to look out for yourself. Shout out to my man Premium Pete on episode 47 of the Premium Pete Show. He had Liza and Star Rios on his show. Shout out to Miss Lissa Knowles as well. Liza is Big Pun's wife, his widow. And Star Rios is actually his daughter. And they had actually expressed some things on that episode where, like, Liza just was not happy with the way Big Pun's business was handled. She was talking about how royalties are still owed to her from stuff that Pun has done. She went on ahead to blame Fat Joe, because her thing is, you helped Fat Joe to get into this industry. You need to figure out why Fat Joe has not, I mean, you need to figure out why Big Pun has not getting paid, why we haven't gotten paid since we're the controllers of his estate. Again, I'm not saying that this is true. I don't know. All of this is still alleged. But what I'm trying to say is, this industry is a crude industry. The people that's sitting behind the desks and making phone calls and stuff like that, they're the ones that's the cruel ones, that's the ones you really have to watch for. Not everybody that has your back say they got your back. You can go ahead and hire family and get family to manage everything about your career. That doesn't mean they're going to actually manage your career. You just don't know who to trust. You got to have people that you know that's all about you. You got to have people in your corner that's feeling more of what you're doing than what you're doing. They go harder for you than you go for yourself. That's how you know the shit is genuine. The shit is crazy. But again, I'm glad that Rick Ross did put out this episode, because it's going to make a lot of people start looking at people around them and say, yo, I wonder if this person has my best interest at heart. Not everybody got your best interest at heart, man. They don't. And what's funny also, I'm listening to Drink Champs before I recorded this episode, and they had Brand Nubian on there. That's the latest episode that's out now. And even Sadat X and Lord Jamal were even talking about things that happened in the past when talking about Grand Poopa and what led to the Brand Nubian breaking up. Again, it's all this industry shit. People see money and they don't know how to fucking act. People see money and it's like, yo, they want to go ham, not realizing that that karma comes back to you. Shit is crazy, man. But I'm going to move forward. Now, I want to talk about Zion Bass. Zion Bass is a female I saw on social media who claims that the singer Miguel, you know, from Adorn You, the song Adorn You, she claims that Miguel sexually assaulted her. I'm going to play this clip and then I'm going to speak on it. Check this shit out.
Went out to this one club, ran into the singer Miguel, and I went up to him and I introduced myself and I asked him if we can take a picture. And he was like, yeah, sure. He was super cool at first. And I was like, you know, I just want to introduce myself to you. My name is Zion Bass. I'm a student at the University of New Mexico. I'm majoring in health and human services. I'm really passionate about sexual health and sexual education, getting folks tested. And I love your song, Adorn. I've made myself orgasm to it many of times and I love the song. Thank you. So cool. We take a selfie, cute little photo, but right after we take the photo, he reaches his hand down my shirt and takes my breast out of my top. Like, literally pulls my breast out of my shirt right after we take a photo. And I'm like, I froze because it was so sudden and it was so...
Something don't sound right there. Something definitely don't sound right there. When you're meeting these celebrities, I get it. You want to say what's up. You want to see what's good. You know, sometimes you're starstruck and you're like, yo, I can't believe it. I'm meeting this person. And all that is dope because people do it all the time. Sometimes I get starstruck. It's not often, but sometimes I get starstruck. I know if I met Regina Hall, I'll be starstruck. But anyway, that's not your business. So Zion Bass meets Miguel. She talks to Miguel. She tells Miguel what she is doing in life and what she's passionate about. What I don't understand is, why would you tell this singer that you've masturbated and climaxed to Adorn several times? What the fuck does Miguel have to do with you masturbating and climax? You keep that to yourself, all right? First of all, you keep that to yourself. Shit, like, I'm not going to tell a porn star I've masturbated to your scenes in different movies. Like, okay, like... I mean, because I'm married now. But still, even if I was single, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say, I've masturbated to you so many times. What the fuck is that porn star going to say? Great, thanks. Like, what is Miguel supposed to say after that? Oh, you did? Really? Wow. As a man, as a single man, he's been in a long-term relationship, to my understanding. But as a single man, because he's technically not married. But as a single man, for a fan to say this to you, I've masturbated and climaxed to your song several times, that's an indication to me, my girl's not around right now, and the way you're talking to me, it's like you're trying to fuck. I'm not saying that Miguel should go ahead and just take the next step and pursue that, because she never indicated that she wanted to get down with Miguel like that. But why would you want to tell this man that you've climaxed to a song several times? Why can't you just say, hey, I'm Zion Bass, this is who I am, I'm going to school, I just want to say I've played your song Adorn so many times, I love it. Keep it that simple. Why would you want to say I've climaxed to your song several times? Now, if us as men, we did it to a female R&B singer, they're going to look at us like creeps, like, yo, get this motherfucker out of here. This guy's crazy. But you know what they say? Oh, all men are dogs. No, not all men are dogs at all. Like, you can say that to me and I'll say, oh, great. That's cool. Get this motherfucker away from me. Like, I don't want no trouble. So I'm not saying Miguel did it. But from these claims that this young lady is making, I can't say if it happened or it didn't happen. I don't know. I mean, shit, we've seen that image of Robin Thicke when he had his hand down the girl's pants and allegedly his finger was up her hoo-ha. So, shit. Hey, anything can fucking happen. We don't know. It's her word against Miguel's word. And Miguel haven't even spoken it. Miguel is probably looking at it like, man, get the fuck out of here. God forbid if he did do it, he's probably like, this stupid bitch, look at her. But if he didn't do it, he's not going to answer her because it's like, man, get the fuck out of here with your claims. That's just somebody trying to get money from me. But God forbid, it does happen to be true. Miguel, you need to calm yourself down, man. Don't let women say sweet words to you, and the next thing you want to do is you want to assault them some way, somehow. You don't want to do that, man. Some things you got to just walk away from and just say, cool, and just keep it pushing. That's all I'm saying, man. That is all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm Kurt Sparks. Again, make sure you follow my new Twitter account at Scratch Blogcast. I'm still at my old Twitter account at I'm Kurt Sparks. And when you listen to this episode and you big this episode up, make sure you hashtag Tripod, T-R-Y-P-O-D. Get the word out. This is what it is I'm doing, starting from scratch. My opinions, my thoughts. We could agree to disagree all day, but this is just what it is. And I'll see y'all later, y'all. Peace.